Hey friends, welcome to Real Stories of Life with God, a podcast with a pretty explanatory title, because that's what we're here for, a conversation with real people about their unique life with God. I'm your host, Chelsea Eubank, and I'm so glad you're here. Let's jump into today's episode. Lindsay,
yes.
Tell us a little bit about you.
All right, so my name is Lindsay Ellington. I am married to my college sweetheart for 12 and a half years. And I am a mama to three, but soon to be a mama of five through international adoption. And I'm really excited about that. I'm a homeschool mama, and we live on some land, so I'm a wannabe farmer. And I love to be in my garden and all that good stuff. But also, I wanted to say thank you, Chelsea, because this podcast has been really fun to listen to, and I feel like I've gained a lot of wisdom and encouragement from other believers that have been on the podcast. Good. So,
a couple of the verses that inspired two of my questions are in Matthew 22, and I think I usually read ESV, but I have the NIV today. Pharisees got together, an expert in the law tested him with this question. They said, "Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law?" And Jesus responds, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment, and the second is like it, love your neighbor as yourself." My first question for you is, what currently stirs your love for God?
So, what stirs my love for God right now, and this is like probably a no-duh kind of answer. Like, of course, that should stir your love for God. But right now, it is His Word, and I'm studying Scripture. I've done like a lot of like books and, you know, Bible study books in the past, but kind of over the last few years, the Lord has just kind of led me back to like studying just the Bible and like diving deep into His Word. And I've had some opportunities to like have Bible studies with friends where we look into historical context and what the word, like looking at words like the Greek word and exactly what it meant for them. And so, you know, how it's translated now. So just looking at that and studying the Bible word for word, and that's been an encouragement to me. And I've always read the Bible because I've been a believer for a long time since I was young. But just I've never really loved Scripture like I do now. And it's really changed my life in a lot of ways. And it stirs my love for God because, you know, often we're like, oh, I just don't know what to do in this situation. I don't know what His will is, or I don't know, you know, and if, and then we're like, I just want to know God more. But then you just look and you're like, oh, everything is literally right here in His Word. Like He has written it all out for us. And so we should, you know, always go to that first. And I'm not always, that's not always the first place I go to. But I'm trying to do that more and more. So that's really stirred my love for God. I also have a second one. that is my people, like the people in my life. And a lot of that, like what I said before about studying Scripture, also is spurred on by the people in my life, like the women in my life that I have been studying with, who have been kind of an example or role model in that. And they encourage me and all of that. And I just feel like I have a lot of women in my life that have just really encouraged me in my walk with the Lord. And you are one of them. So I'm so thankful for you, too.
Ditto. Likewise.
So, yes. So I think that is another thing that just really stirs my love for God right now, especially.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. It is kind of one of those things that can be really sweet when, if you've been reading it or around the Bible for a long time and it gets stale or something, it is kind of sad, you know, and it's extra sweet and extra gift. I think the way you phrased that,
right?
With, I've never really loved the Bible. I've known the Bible and I trusted the Bible and I knew it was valuable, but loving it is different.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and it's funny, like when you look at, cause I always think, I need to have like these new profound like Bible verses that no one ever looks at that are like my life verse. But I kind of go back to some of those that are, you know, a little maybe more well known. And when you really look at them, it's like, wow, that is good truth. That is, I mean, it's just amazing how it's all right there. And just looking at that, even like trust in the Lord with all your heart, not on your own understanding, you know, in all your ways acknowledge him. He will make your path straight. And it's like that one is, you know, always quoted. You see it like at Hobby Lobby.
Right.
So,
right.
But when you really look at that, it's just good stuff. So,
and knowing it and practicing it, two very different things.
Yes. Yes.
John, I've been talking about that a lot. Like is it in James where it talks about being a doer and a hearer of the word, you know, the word, but
it
it's
is
like, you
James.
Know, yep. That verse, you yep. know, Proverbs 3.
Yep.
So long. But when I'm in a moment where I really need that, do I practice? Has that become like a part of me? So it's kind of a good word for the verses in scripture that's very familiar to us, as opposed to saying, I already know that, I don't need to read it.
Right.
It's like, well, then go out and implement it. Yeah. You know, go out and practice it.
Yeah.
Maybe it would give new, fresh life to a verse if you're saying, this actually changed my mood today.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely.
That's good. Okay. On the other hand, is there anything that's currently stifling your love for God?
Oh, goodness.
Everyone's always like, no, nothing.
I know.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah, it's like that's one you really got to think through. So I had a couple of different words, but I settled on selfishness stifles my love for God. Mm. I feel like I get in these ruts where I'm focusing so much more on myself, like what I want, what I think I need, and my focus is not on the Lord. Like in all situations, big and small. But I have found that when I am more focused on myself, I'm definitely like not as joyful, a little ungrateful, and just really kind of off. Mm-hmm. But the opposite of that, like when I'm really focused on God, you know, you've got joy and thankfulness and you just feel encouraged. So it's just interesting to look at like when I'm being selfish, how that affects so many aspects of my life. Mm. And that it definitely affects my relationship with the Lord. But you can also look at it like with human relationships too, like with my husband or my kids, my friends, when I you know, get caught up in like just me, then those relationships suffer a lot more. And like your verse, love your neighbor as yourself, you know, that's, it's hard to do, but that was his command. Mm-hmm. And we have to remember that. And it's really hard. And it's been really hard for me lately. And I think just being a stay-at-home mom and, you know, kind of going here and there. And it just, it's just hard to not look into like, well, what is it that I want to do? And I think our culture too says, well, let's, you know, what do you want? What do you, and there's so much focus on self in our culture. And as Christians, you know, we want to be countercultural. Like we have to be, because it's not about us. And I think too, going along with that, that, like I said, the second part of my stirs, my love for God is my people. And when I'm selfish, I don't get as much time with my people. Mm. And so I suffer from that too. So because my love's not being stirred for God, it's being stifled.
Yeah.
So yeah. It all ties together. So
it really does. Yeah. Even I've never really thought about that until you just said that, but the way you phrase it, whatever's hindering what stirs my love for God inevitably will
is gonna stifle
take me the other direction.
Right.
If I'm not taking steps towards him, I might be either stagnant or taking steps away from him or something.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Also, I feel like, would you agree? I've been thinking a lot about how I feel like my selfishness is often tied to when I am operating kind of in like a scarcity mindset. Mm. Like, I need something that I'm not being given, and so I have to demand it.
Yeah.
When I might could get it from the Lord. Mm. Like, a stay-at-home mom, for example, because I'm in that same place in life, right? I need time to recharge, right? Which, for health reasons, that is totally a thing.
It is good.
But if I'm saying I need it to look this way, or this is super pleasurable for me, or it's more entertainment than rest,
right?
Because I want my way, I almost wonder, and I would be interested in your thoughts on it, I almost wonder if I think that way because I'm not trusting that he could provide for me in that moment of need. Yes. Right? Like, yes. I know what I need to make this right. better, to make yeah. me feel better.
Right.
So I'm going to try and fight for that, which ends up me being selfish. Yeah. I'm trying to, like, do something, make it happen.
Right. You're kind of
as opposed to trusting it. God to make that happen for me and be for me what I need.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, and it kind of goes back to that verse in Proverbs, you know, trust in the Lord with everything. Mm-hmm. Like, he's gonna make that path straight. And but it is, you know, when you've got something that you desire so much, that you just like want to have it. And usually that it's not something bad.
Right.
It's usually something that's really good. It's mm-hmm. not sin. It's not you know, anything that anybody would say you shouldn't be doing that. But if we're not seeking the Lord and just trusting that this is what, you know, what he may not want you to have that certain thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, I'm kind of rambling here, but I wanted to try to tie this, like, just with our adoption, mm-hmm. and, you know, we could kind of see it. We could see the picture of what we wanted it to look like, but it's not, you know, mm-hmm. it's not going to be what it looked like, and that's okay. But it took us a while to get past that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have this, you know, these certain desires, and again, they weren't bad right. things. It's just not what the Lord had in store for us.
Right.
So.
And in our limited understanding, it's hard for us to be limited.
Yeah.
You know, and trust that how it's working out, mm-hmm. he knows it's better for those kids. He knows it's better for y'all, but we can't see all that he sees. And so, exactly. Yeah. Hmm. Okay. My next fill in the blank.
All right.
Truth that God is blank means a lot to you because blank.
I said the truth that God is sovereign means a lot to me because that brings peace mm-hmm. In every situation. And just looking at how if I walk in obedience to him and trust him, then, and this is kind of what we were just talking about, but I can know that he will accomplish exactly what his plan is for my life and not for mine.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that is, I mean, almost exactly what we were just saying, that he is sovereign over all things. Like, we ultimately don't have to worry. Like, sometimes I look and I'm like, why am I so worried about that? Or why am I trying to plan that? Because he's sovereign over that. Mm-hmm. And if I'm seeking after him, then he is going to reveal his will. And he's going to accomplish his plan.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have that Bible verse, but there is a verse about that. I can't remember where it is, but about him accomplishing his plan mm. in our lives. And so it just kind of is a reminder. And there's a song, I'm sure you know it, mm. Sovereign Over Us.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And that song has kind of always, it's always been on my heart. But then when our family was kind of going through some things a few years ago, a friend, actually a mutual friend of ours, reminded me of that song. Mm. And it's so good. And I did, I do have the lyrics that I thought, if we have time,
go for it.
I will share. So,
go for it.
So the lyrics to this, Sovereign Over Us, which I believe was written by Michael W. Smith,
mm.
and then also sang by Shane and Shane. Mm. So, there is strength within the sorrow, there is beauty in our tears, and you meet us in our mourning with a love that casts out fear. You are working in our waiting, you're sanctifying us. When beyond our understanding, you're teaching us to trust. You are wisdom unimagined. Who could understand your ways? Reigning high above the heavens, reaching down in endless grace. You're the lifter of the lowly, compassionate and kind. You surround and you uphold me, and your promises are my delight. Even what the enemy means for evil, you turn it for our good and for your glory. Even in the valley, you are faithful. You're working for our good and for your glory. And then the chorus says, your plans are still to prosper. You have not forgotten us. You're with us in the fire and the flood. You're faithful forever, perfect in love. You are sovereign over mm. us. And I mean, mm. I have nothing else to say. That
right.
says it all, you know, like that's just yeah. so good.
Mm.
I think, you know, it's good, those, you know, daily scriptures that you can get sent to your phone, mm-hmm. or, you know, you have on an app or whatever. Mm-hmm. And just the little reminders that bring just little truths mm-hmm. to your day, even, you know, even if you don't have time to sit down and study it, you read those words and throughout your day, you can be reflecting on those and just, you know, hearing his word mm-hmm. is just such a good reminder of those truths and what his nature is.
I'm going to ask you one more question about adoption. Yeah. Do you think being, because y'all just got matched.
Yes.
It's been a long process.
Yes.
Which everyone probably knows that adoption is just a long process, yes. you know.
And yeah, ours has been a little longer because of
COVID and all
we
the things.
We kept having babies and
right.
all sorts of things.
Right. So. Long time coming.
Yes.
So now, I mean, we're not obviously on the entire end because they're not right. here yet. Right. But having finally gotten matched, does that with your word about the truth that God is sovereign gives me a lot of peace? Like, obviously, mm-hmm. that's something you've been thinking about this whole time.
Yes.
But having finally been matched, can you look back then and say, I'm really glad that he graced me with that, or I struggled in that way still, mm-hmm. or like, now I'm realizing X. Does that make sense? Does that make sense? Like now being on the end where you finally got matched and we have a plan and we can imagine who they are going to be.
Yeah.
Is there anything that you're thinking about thus far in the process? Does that make sense?
Like looking back at.
Yeah. These,
yeah. Oh, goodness. Yes. So there has been, I mean, the process has just, it's been really interesting and, hopefully one day, maybe you can invite me back.
Yeah, so we can talk about it. Exactly.
the full story. But yeah, just looking back at little things that he knew all along that we didn't know. And also little things that, like, we tried to force. Mm. So, because we started our journey, we felt called to adoption. We weren't exactly sure what that meant. We started with foster care, and we did some short-term foster care before we had kids. Mm-hmm. And then when we started having kids, we just kind of felt the Lord was leading us to adoption, and specifically to international adoption. And then we started that process. And since then, we have changed countries that we were adopting from, mm-hmm. and we've had to make a lot of changes. And, you know, looking back, it's not like we don't look back at it like, oh, we made mistakes. Like the Lord didn't want us to be in that country or in, you know, all the little things that we've changed along the way. It's not that we were in the wrong place. It's just that's where the Lord had us mm-hmm. in that process, and how he was changing our hearts all along the way and leading us to where we're supposed to be. And now that we've been matched and I've been able to look back at even dates are big to me. So I've been looking at dates of our process versus these children's process, and it's amazing how they line up. And it's just like, okay, only God could have known that. Like only he could have orchestrated that. And all along the way, you know, we were thinking it was going to go one way and it didn't, but he had that. He was, you know, behind the scenes making that happen for us. And so, I'd love to share like so many more details, but we would be here all day.
Yeah. I do love what you said though. I do love the way you phrased, just say we weren't making mistakes. He was just redirecting.
Yeah.
You know, so there's something, because that's an easy thing.
Yeah.
When something changes, you're like, did I get it wrong?
Right.
Did I fail?
Yeah. Did I do the wrong thing?
Did we do the wrong thing? Yeah. Did I listen to the wrong voice? Was this not the case? Because this was really hard or sad or just discouraging.
Right.
Was that me?
Yeah.
You know, like, it's really hard not to think that. But what this part of your story, I hope, is encouraging people with is you just keep following him every day. Even when things change, even when things don't go the way you think they should, like, believing that he might be doing something that you might not have any idea about. It might not even be about you.
Right.
But he's just asking you to follow. He's just asking you to keep trusting. Yeah. that's really encouraging to me personally.
Right. And that's been, I mean, all along the way, because there was times, I mean, I'll be honest, there's times that we wanted to give up and, but the Lord just kept stirring our hearts and was like, no. And I mean, we even were down to like, we were about to send the email of this is it, but then he used little things and actually he used some of the things that I was saying, like our hearts desired for a certain, like our family would look a certain way, or, you know, that, that our process was going to look like this. And that was kind of what kept us going. So had my heart been in a, wanted something different anyway, then we may not have kept moving forward. And that's actually the thing that kept us going. So I know that sounds confusing, but it's just amazing how he used even my, I don't know the right word. Not really like my fleshly desires, but, he just used our,
your state.
Yeah. He just worked in ways that we really never would have thought.
Super cool. That was super cool. Yeah. Okay, so the last question is, what is something you are looking forward to?
So I'm looking forward to a new season in our lives. And like we were just talking about with adoption and to become not only a mom of five, because we are adopting two children, but what that looks like with being an adoptive family. And it's, you know, it will have its share of good and bad. And we know that we're not naive to that. But we are really excited to see how the Lord grows us in this next season, in every way. I mean, physically we're growing our family. And then we know that he will grow us spiritually and even emotionally, because there will be a lot of emotions that come along with this for all of us involved. But we're really excited and expectant just to see him work through it.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, it's going to be great. It's going to be amazing.
yeah, we're excited.
Listening friends, it means a lot that you added us to your day today. Thank you so much. Wherever you find yourself on your journey with Jesus, I hope you finished this episode with your faith cheered, refreshed, or strengthened. Until next time.